At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If he's ready for us, he can give us a thumbs up. Let's get him. He's backstage. Challenging for the Smash Wrestling World Championship next Sunday, August 17th, at the Rec Room in Toronto at Smash Wrestling Super Showdown. We're very excited to welcome the one, the only Mark Wheeler this morning. Good morning.
Wow, thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Of course. We're glad you can have it. We're glad we could have you.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us.
Pull back the curtain. I had emailed Mark. I had set a scheduled email to send out to Mark to have him on the show. And my scheduled email didn't actually go out properly. And then I had to email him frantically yesterday and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Can we still do this? And thank you, Mark, because obviously you were able to. So here we are. And we're excited to talk to you this morning.
You botched the spot, brother.
I did. And I was talking to my pal Steve Argentaro, who's been on the show, and he's like, it happens. And I'm like, I feel so bad.
But it's not the end of the world.
We're good.
This is why you can't do scheduled emails or out-of-office emails, Joel. Nick Khan would hate you.
He would hate because, me.
Yeah.
Fired.
Yeah, he would not get a WWE job with this kind of attitude.
I like sleep. It's okay. So talk to us. You're facing Psycho Mike, someone who has been on some radars for very different reasons, but is also quite the intense wrestler himself. Talk to me about facing Psycho Mike for the Smash Wrestling World Championship at Super Showdown and how we got here.
Well, I've known Mike for my whole career, so 10 and a half years. I wrestled Mike, Psycho Mike, at least 20 times in my life. Never, though, in a main event for the Smash title. I've been a Smash guy for a long time, but I've never really been at the cusp of being the main event. I've always been like close in tournaments, but never actually got a shot really to be for it. And I worked really hard to get there. And Mike's the perfect guy because, man, screw the body slam. Like, come on. I'm not getting body slammed. He calls for it. You know what's going to come. Leave the ring. It's an easy strategy. Like, why guys stay in the ring for it? Like, come on, guys. Like, you know, like, but in reality, I have a lot of faith in this one because, again, I know Mike, and I know as crazy as he is, deep down, Mike, I know the real you. That's all I'm going to say. I get his head.
I was going to ask for more depth of, like, who is the real Psycho Mike, but
I can't tell you everything right now. The match will happen, and I'll expose Mike. It's cool. No worries.
Well, we gotta hold on. This is I'd say it's a family friendly show, but that's a complete lie.
It's really
it's not
family
friendly,
no,
at all. We don't need to expose people, you know.
Well, not expose in a bad way. Like as the person, as the champ, Mike is. That's all.
Is he not really psycho? Is that what you're trying to hint at?
He's okay. Definitely psycho. That part's accurate.
All right.
He's actually perfectly mentally balanced, Mike.
Yeah, totally. He's totally mentally sane, 100%. Everyone knows that.
You did some training with Trish Stratus at New Wave ahead of WWE Evolution. What was it like having her be there for her, I would say, comeback match? She just wrestled at Elimination Chamber, but comeback singles match, we'll say.
Yeah. Trish is the coolest person ever I've met in my life, hands down. For what she's done and where she's been, she's the most humble person ever. She's wanted to, like, she's in our space. She's very respectful. She wanted just to have a good time and learn and get back to where she was. And she picks it up. Like, I've never seen anyone pick it up, like, back to where it was how many years ago. She's amazing. And to have the ability to have Trish in our school, our brand new school, which we were all kind of like, oh, wow, that's wild. And she on the show, she killed it. So, like, we were there for a while, and we gave her all the time we had and all the energy we had, and I feel like she took it and ran with it. So, yeah, it was an honor. It was very cool.
How did she land on coming to you guys? Because, like you said, you're brand new. I know we'll talk about who's involved with the school, but also, like, how did she come to New Wave in the end?
Jody Threat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they are friends, and it worked out that our school was open in time, and it was fully, like, done, and the ring was there and all that, and so it just worked out time wise, but yeah, she it just kind of came out of nowhere. We were like, all right, let's run with this.
Amazing. Yeah, I was going to say, so obviously Jody Threat's involved, Gabriel Fuerza, who lots of people see on the indies, and Alexia Nicole, Shane Sabre, who has been around the world, including in has Northern Crown now in Toronto, Freedom Wallace from Junction City Wrestling up the street from where I am, and yourself. You guys all came together and started this New Wave Wrestling Academy. What's that feeling like? Because you said it yourself, you've been in wrestling for over 10 years now. You've seen a lot. What's the feeling of starting a new school like this?
So the basis of our school was to make a positive environment, because in wrestling, a lot of times it's negative, and like a lot of people who train do it for their own ego, not for the actual like love of the sport or for like, you know, community. And I won't give too much of a story because it's a long story, but I was raised in wrestling in a very weird way, like a very negative environment, and for a long time before I got out. And I want to be the total opposite for my students. I've always been there. I've always told them, like, you can hit us up whenever. You can call us. You can message us. If we're at a show, pull us aside. A coach should be someone who you can, like, who you can trust and respect, and not someone to be scared of. So we're trying to make that, like, legit, a new wave. It's in the name. A new wave of training that's going to be, like, that. So far, like, our students have been loving it because it's a positive environment. I'm not saying we're better than anyone else. I'm not saying any school is better than any other school. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we all been through rough areas in training, and we're all in the same group of like, we're all friends come up like the same time together. Like Sabre is maybe a year or two more than me, but we're all pretty close. So those are my best friends in wrestling. So we just were sick of the negativity and the stereotypes in training, especially in Toronto. And we just decided like, hey, we can do it ourselves. Let's do it. And then luckily, New Wave in the UK was very cool with opening in Canada. So we got very lucky in time-wise, but it is very cool. Yeah, so that's the basis of it.
And Ortiz has also been there a lot. No, Ortiz hasn't been on AW television, but he was rehabbing, I think, a shoulder pec.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I believe so.
He's been out there.
Yeah, we had Ortiz. We had RJ City come by, surprise.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, RJ, yeah, he's the best, man. He's a character.
We do love RJ. We just also love to make fun of RJ sometimes. Yes.
I know RJ also since my first, God, 2014 or something, my first ever match on a show that wasn't like a main show was a Comic-Con show. And I wrestled RJ in a tag match.
Oh, you got a notification midway through that We've been here before. Let's see.
RJ's watching the show and he's like, don't let these geeks bury me.
Oh, sorry.
You're back. This happens all the time. You either get a call or you get a notification.
I got a call. I'm going to put my phone on silent. 1 second.
All right. No problem. That's something that StreamYard
needs. My father's calling me. Sorry. I was saying I was...
burying RJ City.
Yes. Burying.
Yeah. So we had RJ. We had LJ Cleary, who had a trial in WWE. He's from Ireland. Like we have Taylor Wilde come in for a ghost class once in a while, like for free, which is awesome. Like, so we have some cool guests, man. Like, we're only getting more and more, and people want to come and like train with us and help our students, because we've been like all over the world. We traveled the world. Like, we met these people like in the UK, and then some have gone to Japan, and some gone here, we all gone to the States, right? Like, so we all know these people, like they're friends. So the fact that they want to come and help us, like, and some don't even want like money, they just want to come help just for love of the sport. That's what we're trying to do, is have this community where these kids can come in who either don't know wrestling or know wrestling, or want to find a school that like is gonna actually embrace them for who they are and not, you know, make you feel like an outcast or make you feel stupid for screwing up or anything. So long story short, we're just trying to make this place as positive as possible and make a place where these guys can grow and mature in wrestling and always have somewhere where they can come back to that's like home, that's safe, right?
I gotta find a time to come and visit you guys and have some chats with those of you who are coaching there, because the second y'all opened up, I said this is different, and I think I think it's really cool. Everything you're saying is very much, it's a community oriented thing, and wrestling is so insular, but also supposed to be so much more than just the inside of it. And I think it's really cool that you guys are coming out and not only welcoming people, but encouraging people to not only try it, but also to be positive about trying it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? Because, like, in my opinion, and this may be biased, but I think it's honest, true opinion, I think pro wrestling is the hardest sport in the world. In terms of, like, having to have everything in top of, you know, cutting a promo, having the gear, having the body, having the memory, having not getting hurt, you know, not sleeping enough, driving 8 hours for a 5-minute match, you know, it's a lot, right? I've driven, like, 15 hours for a 5-minute match and driven home the same day. Like, it's insane, right? It's real stupid. But, like, we do it though, yeah, for the love of everything, and at the end of the day, if we can pass off anything to our students, it's like just work hard, man. Because like anything I've ever gotten in wrestling, it was always been from just like grinding and working hard. Which I know is very generic of an answer, but like that actually is the answer. Is like if you trust yourself and you don't get into all the BS in wrestling, it's a lot of it. Like you can do pretty well if you just kind of, you know, hold your head high and just, like, you know, take the right advice and just do the right thing, because there's a spot for everyone in wrestling. You have to find it. That's all it is, right? And like I said, I was raised in a wrestling world where if you did one thing wrong, like, you were stupid, right? And then you were told to burn your boots and stuff, right? Which I think is crazy. That's a little old school, thankfully. it's kind of dead now for the most part. But yeah, I don't know. I just like being positive, man, and it's been nice having this place that, like, and being in the scene where I feel like right now it's, I don't know, not all over the world, but, like, over here where we are, Ontario, like, there's some stuff, but it's pretty positive right now. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's being pretty busy. Everyone's making okay money. Everyone's having a good time. So at the end of the day, like, I think things are going okay right now.
You've been part of a handful of mystery wrestling shows. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know kind of what the vibe is like at the mystery wrestling, and Evil Uno, who, speaking of positivity, and a guy who seems to like to promote the good things about pro wrestling and the fun side of pro wrestling, working with him at these shows.
They're fun. I sometimes don't know who I'm wrestling until I get there. Like, legit. So they actually are a mystery. yeah, the concept is cool. Evil Uno is a genius. I've done the druid thing where you're in the druid hood and you get, you know, and you're in the four-way. I've done a tag match. It was all tables. We broke like 19 tables or doors, I guess. I think it was a four-way door match. It was ridiculous. I've probably been there 4 or 5 times, and it's just cool because, like, as a fan, you honestly don't know what you're going to get, but you know every time it's going to be, like, entertaining. And to have a show branded as mystery and it actually work, that's hard. Because, like, mystery could be, like, it could be anything. It could be, like, guys who are local. It could be all guys who are on TV. It could be a mixture. He has a very good mixture because his students are very good. Like, have you guys ever seen, like, you know, Junior Benito, like, McCray Martin? They're all very good. They're all good dudes. And, like, he's a good coach. So he has his base guys who are already there, which are already good wrestlers. And you have all the crazy names come in, and then these weird matches that, like Sasquatch and fucking... Sorry, swearing. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Whoops. I'm a wrestler. Sorry, we swear a lot.
You're fine.
I'm trying to be so good right now. but yeah, no, it's cool. Like, I've done a handful of them, probably 5, and every time I go, I never know what I'm going to get, and every time I end up having a good time. So they're fun, man.
Let's talk about A1 Wrestling for a second.
Please, yeah.
So off in Hamilton, that was Ethan Page's promotion. Ethan has now moved over to full-time at WWE. When we had Ricky Shane Page on our show way back, he was talking about running the shows for Ethan in his absence once upon a time. What's going on behind the scenes now at A1 in terms of, you know, not necessarily like who's booking the show, but like who's more involved, who stepped up now that Ethan Page has moved on and away from running those shows himself?
Good question, yeah. A couple guys have stepped up. The guys who have been there for a long, like, I'm OG, not OG A1, but I've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And so the main guys who are helping really are, like, me, you know, BMD.
Yep.
Yep, BMB. Yep. And then another guy who's kind of not really in the wrestling scene, but he's another guy who helps out more at the ring and stuff. But this guy, Reese, he used to wrestle back in the day. He's awesome too. But we kind of help operations while, you know, while people are away living the dream, you know?
Is he still involved with some of the planning, or at least with A1? Because it was his baby for a long time.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much on that because
that's fair.
Yeah, but I will say Paige is the most passionate person for wrestling I've ever met in my life. He was my first wrestling mentor in terms of like getting me to the States. And being a part of A1 is cool because A1 is my home. Like, I'm from Hamilton. Like, A1's my home promotion. And, like, that was the first show to really give me, like, opportunities against, like, names. Like, I did a 3-month feud with Hornswoggle there, and we had a hardcore match. It was awesome, right? Like, you know, like, you can't top that, right? Like, so I got my chops there, really, and I learned how to be a real good bad guy there. But, yeah, having it back has been unreal. Our last show was the biggest show we ever had. We have Steve Carino there. That was awesome. He ref that main event. Which is wild to have him there just reffing. like, the cool thing, too, with A1 is that, like, thanks to Paige, you know, being a road traveler, all his friends want to come work for us and help us out. And, you know, so we've been very lucky with the names that have come in and, like, who have been very humble and very cool. Just want to wrestle on a good show. So, yeah, it's a lot of work, but... A1's like, yeah, that's like my like home baby promotion. Like, until the day I die or it dies, I'm going with it. So,
did you get any feedback from Steve Carino?
Yeah, he's very cool. Yeah, he actually gave feedback on a promo and a match. He watched commentary on. I did a tag match. It was me and my tag partner Jesse V against Rich Swann and Jay Crist. Very fun match, and yeah, he did commentary on the first half of the show, and he just, you know, like, very nice. He said, like, you know, good footwork, nice strikes, blah blah. On the promo, he gave us feedback on the promo, but it was positive feedback. He's very for what he's done. You're gonna find us in wrestling. The guys and girls who travel the world and done everything, they're the most humble people because they've done it. You know, they know what they're like. Trish, example, like, Trish has done it. She's nothing to prove anymore, right? So she's just cool. And the same with Steve. He's done it. He's there. He's still there in NXT. You know, like, he's very busy. And the fact that he, like, took time of his day to come over and, like, critique us. And my students who were on the show, I had two guys on the show, he was spending time with them, picking his brain apart. And he didn't even, like, try to rush them or anything. He was very cool. He stayed for, like, an hour or two after the show, like, I'm pretty sure, and hung around and talked. So, yeah, no, it was super cool.
What about working with Rich Swann? Swann just made his return to TNA, and that was, I believe, you had the match a few days before he went in to go and tape that return. What was that like? Because, you know, Swann's been off a lot of radars, and he's been open about his sobriety and the incident that took him out of TNA, but now that he's back in the fold, you had that tag match with him, and yeah, talk to us about working with Rich Swann as he makes his re-entry into TNA.
First thing I'll say, besides also him being very, very talented in the ring, we all knew that. Funniest guy I ever met in my life. He's the most happy freaking guy I met in my life. Every second he's poking a joke, or he's laughing, or he's pulling a rib. It's really good, right? But in terms of wrestling, yeah, I grew up watching Rich Swann on, you know, stuff like 205 and Impact and stuff, right? Like, I know Rich Swann. Like, I see him on the Indies before he was signed, even back in the day, and. To get a chance to wrestle him was cool because we did the whole dance thing where you go for the test of strength. We did the whole thing, and I was like, oh, I watched on 205 Live. It's crazy. And now I'm doing the spot with him, right? It was awesome. Like, he was very humble after, again, very cool. After we all talked for a bit, he was very happy with the match. He was very thankful. So to see a guy like that who deserves, I think, a bigger spotlight for how, again, good he is as a wrestler and as a person, it's cool to see him finally get back on that, like, track, because, like, man, like, the guy's not, like, kind of gone for a bit, but, like, he didn't miss a freaking beat.
I want to ask about ROH, which happened a couple years ago when they were in Toronto, and just your experience at working those TV tapings. And I know it's still over a month away, but they're coming back to London and then Toronto for All Out, so I didn't know if you'd been hit up or contacted about anything going into there.
So when I wrestled for Ring of Honor, funny story, I did my best ever kayfabe. I did it with a torn Achilles ankle, and I didn't tell anybody.
Jeez.
Yeah, I had a full off the bone tear. Happened like a week prior to a match in Oshawa, and I didn't want to cancel because I'm stubborn.
Yeah, I do see there's a giant gap between that match and then your next match.
Yeah, my last match before I took time off. I was already off, but surgeon told me it couldn't get any worse. Kind of like what Cody with his chest, right? Can't get any worse. So I said, okay. So I just wrapped it up, and I went to the tapings. I tried to fake not limping, which was horrible all day for 12 hours. And then, I wrestled a tag match. Thankfully, it was only like 3 or 4 minutes, but I couldn't really run. Like, I have no calf muscle. It's not attached. So I did it. It really hurt. But it was cool because when I came back through Gorilla, no one knew I was hurt. No one said anything. So I was like, wow, that's good job, Mark. But it was very stupid. And, like, surgery was awful and it sucked. And I was off for 8-9 months, I think, total around there. But, it was fun. Again, we wrestled a very easy match. It's a squash match, quote unquote. So, like, they're very quick. But to be in Toronto, in Ring of Honor, and looking around, like, I remember my head being like, I grew up in this, like coming to this arena, watching like SmackDown or Raw or like house shows or whatever, right? Like, or whatever it was. It's cool being there, but it kind of killed the moment for sure. You know, having one good leg, like, but yeah. And then turns out they come back. I haven't heard yet, but like, it's always kind of late anyways when you hear back. So I'm never too worried about. And then I've been doing this a long time. Like, for me, extra work is cool. It's cool. But, like, I don't die for it, you know? It's like, if I get it, I'm very thankful, and I'm happy to be there, and you get paid, and it's cool, and you might get a match. But the longer you wrestle, the more you realize that, like, it won't make or break anything for you at the end of the day. It's cool to be there. But, like, to get, like, a job off that is I say nowadays, especially, like, next to none. Unless, like, you're like, 7'5", and, like, who's this freaking guy? Like, maybe, like, or, like, you know, but, like, most times, you're kind of just there, like, in catering, or you're, like, a security guard, or you're like a doctor or something, right? But yeah, they're fun. They're fun. I always appreciate it. But I never like expect to get anything, just because there's so many wrestlers out there who I'm sure actually apply to it and stuff and hope to get a spot. So if I don't, next time.
I think the trick is you got to go in, have a match against someone who's been kind of listless, and then sell for them so hard while they beat the living shit out of you that they suddenly become an ROH champion for like 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I sold my ass off for this, for like the guy that we wrestled, and like, you know, that's all you can do, really. Yeah, is like get in there and just like make them look like $1 million by you dying, right? It's all you can do, and then hopefully, like, that can get you a job. Like, what's his face? Is it James Ellsworth?
Well, this is what happened with Jody and Athena. That's what I mean, right? This was the big turn for Athena in Ring of Honor. Suddenly she had this mean streak, and it came by her beating the garbage out of Jody Threats.
Yeah, poor Jody. I was there for that one. But like, it also helped Jody too.
Yeah.
Like, in hindsight, she got it was a beating, yeah, but like she didn't bitch out, sorry, against swearing. She didn't like chicken out or anything. She went through it and did it. And like, you know, it shows how tough and Jody's tough, man. Like, Jody is tough. I know a lot of girls. I was there for Jody's first ever bump. Like, very tough girl. Never complained, never cried, never whined. So even for her, like, yeah, that match for Athena was huge. But like, I think in hindsight, like, Jody got signed to TNA not long after that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so no, it was wild.
That tells you that, like, you know, yeah, you can get a job off getting your butt whooped, sure. But if you go back there after that and you're crying, then they see you as, you know, like, oh, you can't handle the pressure, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We got two more for you. Here's the first one. You gotta look at your screen for this one. This is with Blake Christian.
Oh.
Blake Christian once showed up to a match wearing a fedora. What is it with you wrestlers wearing fedoras to the ring? This is the thing you should
wear. Oh, my God.
What were you thinking, Mark?
No, it's funny you say this, because this picture came up like 2 days ago. do you guys know who Nug is?
Yeah, of course. Love Nug. Yeah.
So Nug is at the time, it was for Bear Wrestling. He was like a manager for his wrestler, Lionel Knight, who's now retired. And Lionel wore that fedora to the ring. So it, during the match, to be a douchebag, I just put it on and was like, look, I'm Lionel Knight. And, like, and then there's a picture somewhere, too, of me getting kicked and it flying in the air. It's a really good picture. But, yeah, that was, like, at a random Canada Day weekend, outdoor, way too hot show. And I was just being stupid because it was a fun show. And then I like Lionel. And I'm like, oh, nice pink hat, sparkly. I'll put it on. That's really it. There's no crazy story. Just being stupid.
Oh, no, it's never a good story. It's always just a what the hell were you thinking kind of moment.
Being stupid.
Well, here's the last one. This one isn't so stupid. This is a game that we play on the channel. It's called Partner. Well, it's kind of stupid. It's called Partner Promo or Punch in the Face. I give you three names, people you know, work with, have a relationship with, and you get to choose which one you want to partner with in the ring in a tag team match, which one you want to punch in the face, have a singles match with, and which one you want to promo with. Grab a microphone, talk one-on-one, do a promo. You ready for three names?
Sure.
They're ones you're very, very well acquainted with because they are part of your new Wave Wrestling Academy. Jody Thread, Gabriel Fueza, and we'll take Shane Saber. Partner, promo, punch in the face.
Oh, man. My best friend. It's hard. Okay.
That's the whole point.
I know. Sneaky. Promo? I want to say Shane Saber. Shane Saber is a very underrated promo guy. And he's funny if he wants to be. And I've known Saber so long that I feel like we could just make her laugh in a promo, but trying to laugh, you know? It'd be good. But yeah, I think... I wrestled Saber a billion times. Same with Fueza, but Saber more. So, like, Saber is, like, my, like, guy. Like, if we're in the States together on a show, we're probably wrestling each other. Like, we're pretty married at the hip times. Not complaining, I'm just saying we both say it's too much sometimes. So just to get out of the wrestling game, I'd say promo.
All right.
And then it was tag and singles, right?
Yeah, punch in the face and tag.
Yeah. Punch in the face. Only because I think Fueza. Because, again, we wrestled so many times, but, like, he's so fun to wrestle. Because I think he's so underrated for what he's done. Like, severely underrated. And, like, we've never had a bad match. Like, we've had, like, okay, again, my opinion, very biased. Like, could have been terrible, who I know. But, like, from what we know and how we work, we have very good chemistry in the ring together. And I like to punch him as a friend. So let's say that one. And then I guess tag would be Jody. And that answer is because... I was there for like her first day in training. Like I was like kind of not the first ones, but like I kind of tried to help her get on the scene, like would kind of get her to shows and stuff. So what I'm saying is I take full credit for her contract. Where's my
boy? Attaboy.
No. So that's my answer. I think I tag with Jody because the history's there.
Have you two worked together? Like have you done a partner a tag team before?
No, but we wrestled a bunch.
Yeah, that much I remember. I didn't know if you've tagged up before. Those are answers. I love it. Listen, you're facing Psycho Mike. It's next Sunday, August 17th at the Rec Room in Toronto, downtown, right across from the Sky Dome, the Rogers Center, if you will, whatever you want to call it. It's Smash Wrestling Super Showdown. Go get your tickets at smash-wrestling.com. Wheeler, before you get out of here, plug your stuff, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm the same everywhere. It's annoying, but it's at underscore first, Mark Wheeler. I couldn't change that because there's probably a lot of Mark Wheelers out there in the world, so it's my name, my handle now. Smash. I can't wait to embarrass Psycho Mike.
And we'll see if you do. We hope you do.
I will.
Bring that title around, would you? Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mark. Guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Take care of yourself.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.